This podcast is brought to you by RexMD. RexMD makes men's health real simple by delivering FDA-approved prescription ED medication discreetly to your door. Just fill out a survey and, if appropriate, you'll get an ED medication sample pack. Get yours at RexMD.com/Howie. That's RexMD.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
When do Americans get their freedom back?
When we get the level of infection in this country low enough.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
We had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time.
President Roosevelt clearly had the right to send to the United States Senate and the United States Congress a proposal to pack the court. He was legalistically absolutely correct, but it was a bonehead idea.
Well, sir, don't the voters deserve to know?
No, they don't. I'm not going to play his game.
His view is that he wants to hear from this commission that has a range of viewpoints.
What am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here. And
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu is lifting the state's mask mandate, citing declining deaths and hospitalizations. He will not renew the mask mandate tomorrow when it expires. Thank you, Governor Sununu. This mandate going away will not limit or prevent the ability of private cities or businesses or towns from requiring masks, as was the case beforehand. So it's, I mean, you can't get totally excited about this. This isn't VJ Day, but it's getting closer. 844-500-4242, and then the state epidemiologist chimes in. Throughout the pandemic, we have advised people to wear face masks to protect themselves, et cetera, et cetera. The lifting of the mandate does not diminish the importance of wearing a face mask. The threat to health from COVID-19 is real. Even as restrictions are reduced, we're still in a pandemic, et cetera, et cetera. But the news is the mask mandate is being lifted. If you don't want to have masks in your restaurant or your business, you don't have to have them anymore. And that's great news, unless your city or town comes down on you. But, you know, it's New Hampshire. They have elections all the time, it seems like. They just had an election yesterday, and a Republican won a House seat that the Democrats thought they were going to pick up. So it flipped, I think, 14 points between the Biden victory and the Republicans' victory yesterday. It was in Merrimack, I believe. 844-500-4242. We're just gonna. I think it's just happy news, and I'm glad that I'm glad it's going on. It's you know how it's happy news. The Boston Globe comment section is going berserk. They're so angry at this. Let's see. Sununu has always been a jerk. He is the Ron DeSantis of the Northeast. Wow, I'm sure he likes that. I bet he loves hearing that. Here's another one. Well. Judging by the comments on WMUR's Facebook page, most of the people in New Hampshire will stop wearing masks right away. Have at it, folks. I'll be staying in my own community for a while where people follow the science. Okay. Well, you just stay there. That's your right to stay in your community where people follow the science. I want to stay in a community where people follow that dream, wherever that dream may lead them, as Elvis Presley said. And then someone responds to wants to stay in the community for where people follow the science. Good, he responds. Hide under your bed. And then, of course, we have the just make-up stuff from Texas. How can the governor do this? Hasn't he seen the spike in cases from the full stadium in Texas? Come on. Come on. What spike? What spike are they talking about? 844-500-4242. Good for Sununu. He's making a decision based on the science. By the way, incidents of serious illness and death are down dramatically in Texas since the mandatory mask mandate was lifted. I know that's bad news for the lunatic left, but it's a fact. Yeah, decisions on science are only praised if they're made by a Democrat. New Hampshire leads in vaccinations. As of a week ago, at least 25% of the state's population is vaccinated. At least 43% have had the first shot. All right. 844-500-4242. Oh, Zoom liberals starting to feel it, huh? It's getting to be last call at the COVID saloon, and it's freaking you out. Good for Sununu. It's time to begin moving on. 844-500-4242. I'm really looking forward to the press conference tomorrow from Charlie Parker. Aren't you, Taylor?
Oh, you know it. I spent part of the day today putting together some more supercuts for our loop of all the times he was, you know, trying to put off the holidays that we were having from Labor Day all the way through the Super Bowl parties and Easter. And it was just, I got enough for 5 minutes, Howie, of just him trying to put the lid on Christmas and Thanksgiving. I want to go home, but I'm not going to.
I know.
It really makes you want to throw a party. Like the more he says it, the more he says, you know, please keep your gatherings to your immediate circle, the more you want to throw a big rager.
Right. I know. And you know, people who live on the southern end of this state, you know, who live down on the Connecticut line or the Rhode Island line, they're happy about this, too, just knowing that it's putting the heat on the nitwits in Boston to reopen the state, to begin thinking about reopening the state. I mean, how much more of a blow can they give to the border communities here? You know, this is another reason, other than the low taxes and the fact that you can get fireworks and any kind of cigarette you want. It's just another reason to drive to New Hampshire, right?
Well, I think Charlie Baker's kind of given up the northern border of Massachusetts. He's lost that battle.
Yeah, I tell you, the Massachusetts economy is losing that battle. You know, it's starting to look like the DMZ. You know, it's just it's a wasteland as more and more places go out of business because of his ruinous economic and social policies. 844-500-4242. Let's take a few calls here. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Howie, I have a crazy plan. Listen, hear me out. Friends of mine, neighbors, relatives have all agreed with me. We get together. You know, 15, 20 people. We go to the supermarket with our masks on. We go in the supermarket. We buy all this frozen food and ice cream especially. And then when we get to check out, we take our masks off. And they tell us, oh, we can't deal with you. And walk out of the store. So that would be the beginning of the end for masks.
I don't want to hurt the supermarkets and those guys are businessmen and citizens. You think the supermarkets really enjoy wearing the masks? I mean, you know, especially when you're restocking at night. Do you think a mask is fun when nobody's around? I understand your frustration, Bob. It's just that we've just got to get all these states that are still locked down to lighten up, you know? And again, it's not going to be overnight for New Hampshire. I mean, the process of making Germany and Japan democracies took more than a few weeks after 1945, but it can be done. It can be done, and there'll always be some holdouts too. The people will go back into their caves, like the people posting on the Boston Globe message boards. I'm going to stay in my community where people follow the science. That's like the Japanese soldiers going into the caves on the islands. They were still pulling them out in the 1980s. They were still following the science in the caves in the 1980s. They were still fighting the Americans.
And this is where it needs to go, honestly, Howie, with the way New Hampshire's going. It's that power flip. This has been a power struggle for over a year now with the maskers versus the maskless. And it's finally reversing, hopefully, throughout New England. New Hampshire's on that frontier. But it's gotten to the point where the science is bearing out what should be the reality again.
Right.
We all were willing to give up our liberties so quickly with our oxygen intake because, you know, we didn't know too much. But now we know enough where, first of all, the masks don't really help. And secondly, it's the virus is dissipating. We don't need the helpless masks anymore.
Right. The lead story on the Globe website today is not New Hampshire loosening or ending the mask mandate. It's what experts say what they're doing as the situation begins to lessen. I don't care. What do I care about what the experts are doing? The experts aren't going to tell me what to do. The experts have been telling me for a year what to do, and everything they've said has been totally incorrect. Why do we care what the experts say now? God. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back. Are you watching what is happening in the world today? Global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, spiking inflation, and the looming Biden tax plan. In the 2008 financial crisis, many Americans lost a large portion of their retirement savings. So, what are you doing now to protect your money? Well, many turn to GoldCo, the leading gold IRA company in the U.S., and four-time Inc. 500 winning company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star customer reviews, you can trust the team at GoldCo to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRA guide that uncovers the secret that financial advisors won't tell you.
Howie, I think a lot of people, when they first heard that the government is going to be sending out checks of, you know, $600, $1,200, $1,400, $2,000 to all the Americans that are in need, that sounded like the dollar deflating. I started searching for other places where I could put my money where it's going to grow and it's not going to be devalued, and gold and silver is probably the next step for me, so I'll definitely be hitting up GoldCo for that pamphlet.
Yeah, there are good times and bad times to buy precious metals, but when you have an economy that's being inflated or hyperinflated by the endless printing of money, it's the time to buy gold. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay and fall victim to another stock market crash, inflation hike, or dollar decline. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free IRA guide today. If you visit goldco.com/Howie Carr now, GoldCo will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to $10,000 in free silver. I'm Howie Carr.
Want more Howie? Click the Howie Cam on HowieCarshow.com. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by GoldCo. We're all facing a global pandemic, U.S. debt piling up, and a looming Biden tax plan, all set to wreak havoc on our retirement savings. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to learn how you can protect your money. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is your least favorite professional sports league? The MLB, NBA, NFL, or NHL?
Still the NBA.
68% say the NBA, 17% say baseball, 11% say the NFL, 4% voted for hockey.
Two weeks ago, though, the baseball would have gotten less than 10%. That would have been the most popular sport, so to speak, among our listeners. But now it's now no longer. 844-500-4242, 860. I was at Dartmouth Medical today, and I told my doctor about the mandate being lifted, and he was really happy. I'm sure he is. I think, hey, doctors know the charts. They know the diseases obviously more than all of us do who aren't physicians, except for Dr. Jill Biden, of course. And they most of them that I talk to know that this thing should have been over long ago. 844-500-4242. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi, Howie. I just want to thank you for everything you do all the time. It's very needed.
Thank you.
I also want to say it's kind of scary how nobody will admit to the fact that if you've had the virus, you have antibodies, and you're just as good, probably better than the vaccine. I have three college-age boys, and right now the government is funding four studies on the effects of male fertility from this vaccine. So, you know, what do we do then if 5 years from now, they tell you that it hurt you.
I know. Jane, what are they doing? Do your kids want the vaccine, or do they not want to take it?
Well, they want to be able to do stuff and go out. And there's
right.
a huge amount of pressure, and they think that if they don't get it, they won't be able to do anything.
Right, right. There's not going to be any formal vaccine passports, but they're going to be informal vaccine passports. I know exactly what they mean, and they have to decide what to do. I mean, I don't have to worry about fertility anymore, but you know, I can understand why they'd be concerned, or just about any kind of genetic changes. And you know, it should be up to you. And where does the government get off saying that they're going to punish you if you don't do something, like get a vaccine? I don't understand this, but the power has gone to their heads. You know, it's time to cite the old Lord Acton axiom. Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. If you want to see absolute power corrupting absolutely, just look at Fauci at all these hearings again today in the House with Jim Jordan from Ohio. Thanks for the call, Jane. We'll play some more of those cuts as we go through it. Carl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carl.
Great to talk to you again, Howie. As a Neanderthal deplorable from the Granite State, I would just like to say thank you and God bless you to Governor Chris Sununu. It's great to live in a state with a governor that has a frickin' brain.
Well put, Carl. Well put. Who would you vote for if he ran for the Senate next year against Maggie Hassan?
I think it would be Chris T. Sununu. And even if he had a Cuomo Epstein moment, I'd still vote for the guy.
Thanks for the call, Carl. I think this would be a good day to have that election, a special election between Hassan and Cuomo. What am I saying? Sununu. I think we know who would win today. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
How you doing, Howie? This show's awesome.
Thank you.
Half the crew that I work with listen to it, so we're doing something right with this. I just want to say I'm from Maine, and I wish our meat-headed governor would follow suit with New Hampshire.
That's going to happen about the same time as the meat-headed governor of Massachusetts does the right thing, John. You know that, right?
I know. Unfortunately, I think they're both holding hands in this party, and it's not a fun party.
Yeah, I know. How much economic destruction can the resorts take in Maine again this summer? You know, I mean, why should they lose 2 years, not just 1 year, 2 years? It's ridiculous.
Maine will lose a lot if she does it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, John. Josh, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, Howie. Huge fan, longtime listener.
Thank you.
I just took I took a week off this week to drive from Cape Cod down to Kentucky to plan my escape from Massachusetts. And Kentucky has a mask mandate in order. Every store you go up to has those stupid signs saying that you must wear a mask, yada, yada, yada. Nobody is wearing masks. Employees are not wearing masks. It's just, it's beautiful. Some people are wearing masks, you know, but they're the vast minority of people, you know. So everybody down here has blown off the mandate, and it was just so nice and refreshing to see.
Right. Well, Kentucky has a Democrat governor, I think, but a Republican legislature. Hasn't the Republican legislature been trying to overturn these draconian lockdowns that the governor, what's his name, Beshear, has been imposing on this on an unwilling state?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it was so refreshing just to see people see through this nonsense and disobey direct orders.
Yeah,
you know, from the government. You don't see that up north. I mean, if you walk into a Cumberland Farms in Massachusetts without a mask, you're going to be tossed out by a handful of Karens.
I know, and that's the thing. Everybody in Massachusetts or the liberals, they're all so proud of themselves. We have a higher education level here than any other state in the union. Well, then why are you so damn gullible? Why will you believe everything you're told by these frauds who have done such a catastrophic job of managing this. I'm Howie Carr. Men's health doesn't get much attention, and that's partly our fault, guys. We don't like going to the doctor, and we definitely don't like talking about really sensitive issues. Here's the thing. A lot of men's health issues have really simple solutions. RexMD.com is here for that. RexMD makes getting prescription ED medications easy, all done online and from the comfort of home, then delivered. No office visits, no talking to a receptionist. Super simple. And right now, sample packs of ED medications are available for listeners of The Howie Carr Show. Here's how it works. You fill out a quick medical questionnaire on their website, and a doctor reviews your situation and prescribes the ED medication you need, if appropriate. Then, your medication is shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. They carry all of the most popular medications and at great prices. It's never been easier to take control of your health. These sample pack prescriptions I mentioned are available at RexMD.com/Howie. So go to Rex, RexMD.com/Howie to get started with RexMD. RexMD.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Here's how good those CNN disclosures are from Project Veritas, the guy just talking and admitting they put the that they were trying to defeat Trump, and that they go after a guy like Matt Gaetz because it helps the Democrat Party, and that they put the COVID death toll numbers up because it scared people and it was good for ratings. This stuff is so revelatory this week, these disclosures from the CNN director, that Twitter has suspended James O'Keefe's Twitter account. that already permanently suspended the Twitter account for Project Veritas in February, but they had let him come back on Twitter, but he's gone now. He's gone. And the reason for this suspension was not immediately clear, says the Washington Examiner. It is immediately clear. It's the CNN cuts. Let's play a couple of them just to show you what it is before we go back to the phone lines. This is talking about the guy is talking about. He's a director at CNN. And he joined CNN because he wanted to get rid of Orange Man Bad. He said, so now they're trying to help BLM, but they got a problem. And, well, listen to what he says. Cut 16.
I was trying to do some research trying to, like, the Asian hate, like, the, you know, the people are getting attacked or a bunch of black men that have been attacking Asian. So I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we're trying to, like, help, like, with the BLM, and, like, we're going to, like, I mean, it's individuals. It's not a people, you know? That's not good. The optics of that are not good. These little things like that are enough to set back movements.
So it's, you know, the audio isn't perfect, obviously. But what he's saying is we're trying to help BLM, and then you look at the numbers, and it's black men that are attacking Asians. That's something you couldn't say on CNN. There would be technical difficulties, and your feed would be cut off, and they would go back to Don Lemon or Fredo Cuomo if you ever said that, if you ever acknowledged the reality of the situation. Cut 17.
White shooter, black shooter. Which one are we going to, you know, like?
Yeah, the longest while, like, the story was, like, people were, like, lapping up that it was, like, you know, white guys for, like, so long. I haven't seen anything about focusing on the color of people's skin that aren't white. They just aren't saying anything. You know what I mean? They're just not. All of a sudden, that story loses a little steam.
Where did he take this woman on a date? A 50s diner?
Maybe it was
got
a karaoke
the Drifters,
bar.
Playing in the background. Save the Last Dance for Me.
I know. It's pretty weak music. But it's weird, though, too. He said he hasn't seen the focus on the color of skin that isn't white. He's talking about shooters. Unless you're white, there's not going to be any focus on your crime. The CNN has no interest in it, and not just CNN, all the other channels as well. Meanwhile, speaking of anti-Asian prejudice, Andrew Yang, he's the nearest thing to a conservative running for mayor of New York. He went to prep school in New Hampshire, as a matter of fact, and they ran for president. You may remember him. He made a lot of money in high tech, and then he moved to New York, and he's trying to run for mayor, and he and a guy named McCarthy, a black guy, they're probably the only ones who've ever, that are in the fight on the Democrat side anyway, that have ever really worked in the private sector. So, of course, he's taken a lot of heat from the woke crowd in the Big Apple. So this is protesters screaming at Andrew Yang to leave in New York City. They're not really celebrating diversity with this Asian American candidate. Cut 18. We don't want you here, Andrew Yang? Was that just some street people in New York, or was that the Harvard University Admissions Department? 844-500-4242. See, they don't really want any Asians at Harvard or UNC, where I went to college, and or a lot of other colleges. They've been sued, but now the Democrats are back in control, so the suits on behalf of Asians and whites against so-called elite colleges that are discriminating against them in the admissions process will now go nowhere. 844-500-4242. Chuck, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chuck.
Howie, longtime listener up here in Vermont, in Milton, Vermont. Love the show, but I know one of your favorite projects is Charlie Parker, but how about our rhino in charge, Phil Scott?
He's
a stupid mandate.
Yeah, I know. Well, how about the fact that he was letting illegal aliens get the shot ahead of citizens of Vermont, right?
He wants to increase the number so he can increase that population with refugees. I mean, it's lunacy.
Yeah, I don't understand why is there any kind of mandate in Vermont? Vermont has fewer. I know it's a small state, but I think it has fewer deaths from COVID than any other state in New England, right?
I think you're right. We probably are. And I myself had it, and I was in UVM Medical Center for 10 days. I got rid of it, and I feel now because I've had all the remdesivir and all that stuff. That I'm not going to get a shot because I think I've got the immunity.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but I mean, again, you're in a state where if Scott can make your life miserable by having some informal type of vaccine passport, he's gonna impose that, isn't he? He's another true believer like Charlie Parker.
That's the word on the street. Supposedly that people were supposed to get to Vermont and quarantine for 7 days or whatever before they did anything. Well, I worked at a small ski area this winter. I'm sure that's where I got it. But, you know, people would walk into the shop at the ski area, and I'd say to them, well, you got here and you quarantined for 7 days. And it was like, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know. this is crazy. You got a tourism-based economy here. What are the people going to do, take off a month so they can come ski for 1 week? That's crazy.
I know. It was crazy last summer. It's crazy now. Thanks for the call, Chuck. Glad you recovered. Maureen, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Maureen.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. So just a couple of things. I want to mention that I have a friend who took the vaccine. She's in the medical field and has to fly out to Hawaii tomorrow morning. They have a 6 a.m. flight. But Hawaiian Airlines contracted with CVS to do these tests. And you can only get the test, right? She can't get the test results. So she's panicked that she and her family who have purchased these tickets aren't going to be able to depart tomorrow morning. It's quite a racket they have going. And I just want to put that out there.
And people, and Maureen, people have been arrested for going into Hawaii and then violating the so-called quarantine, right? They've arrested people, tourists, for going out on the beach after, as you say, they've spent thousands of dollars just on airline tickets alone.
It's just fascinating. And just one more thing, Howie, I just want to mention that because I have asthma, I don't wear a mask during the spring. And I haven't had anybody confront me at the grocery store.
Oh, that's
when
good.
When I enter the grocery store. I know. I just want to bring this up because people have medical conditions. They're exempt from that, right?
Right.
But I'm at church the other day, and I get bullied by a parishioner in front of the entire church. And I'm told that there are different churches that absolutely respect it, don't say anything. But our local parish, I'm bullied. I have to go talk to the priest to get special exemption. To sit at my own church. And I said, you know what? The Gestapo has to stop. This is too much. You know, I have to discuss my medical condition in front of the entire congregation. It's not right.
You get treated better at the supermarket than at the church, that particular church that you're at anyway. Thanks for the call, Maureen. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, I got a pretty good story. We go four-wheeling up in New Hampshire every year. I'm from Western Mass. And last year, we didn't know what the deal was with the mask because, you know, Parker had his, you know, thumbs down on us. So we get up there, and we brought our masks, and we do destination rides. We'll ride to a pub. And I get into this pub, and I'm a pretty ominous-looking character. I'm 6'3", and I'm a good-sized guy. I walk in, I got this black mask on, and it's like everybody turns around in the pub, and the bartender looks at me and says, "What are you going to do, rob me? Take that thing off right now." And I took it off, and I looked at the rest of the I look at the rest of the gang, and I'm like, "Take the mask off. We're home. We're home, baby." And now our ride is in June, and I am so looking forward to going up there and not having to wonder every time we go into a pub now that we're going to have to take our masks and, you know, do this stupid, silly business, you know, that we're doing down here, you know?
Yeah, can you imagine what the restaurant and pub business is going to be in New Hampshire this weekend? From all of the neighboring states. Yeah. I know. They'll be streaming in from Vermont, from Maine, from Massachusetts. I'll bet people will be driving up from Connecticut and New York to just, you know, get a taste of freedom, a small taste of freedom. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We'll take some more calls when we come back. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. One of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. When you go home tonight, do you want to turn on the TV and see Dr. Fauci lecturing Representative Jordan about the need for less liberty and more public health? Or do you want to listen to a true crime podcast, something that's entertaining, something that's going to tell you that you don't know, and is not going to be stiflingly political correct?
Howie, I have found a new way to use my Raycons, and I'm very excited about it.
What's that?
So we have a TV in our bedroom at home, and our bedroom is right across from the baby's room, so our TV can't be too loud. We're bound to subtitles. But I found out that the Raycon, since they're Bluetooth, can connect to my smart TV. So I give my wife a Raycon, and I have a Raycon for me, and we sit in silence, except for the Raycons, in our ears, and we can listen to the TV at full volume without disturbing the baby.
Wow. That's great.
I'm an innovator.
Raycons are built to perform anywhere and anytime with water and sweat-resistant construction and Bluetooth. That's what Taylor was just talking about, that pairs quickly and seamlessly. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while, a good long while. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. None of those wires dangling out of your ears. The best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
978 says, I got on the radio late. What's going on in New Hampshire? Governor Sununu. This is a tweet. He put it out over an hour ago now. As fatalities continue to decline, as hospitalizations remain manageable, and as vaccinations continue to increase, the state's mask mandate will not be renewed tomorrow. And again, restaurants can still put it in, businesses, cities, towns. They can still have one if they want one, but it's no longer mandatory on a statewide basis. So I think it's a, really positive development here. And I'm happy. 844-500-4242. 203 says, the national news on your Hartford affiliate just announced there were 87,000 opioid overdose deaths in 2020. That compares with 49,000 the year before, an increase of about 75%. Thank you, COVID lockdowns. Yeah, well, that's what Trump said during the campaign. You know, I mean, when you lock people up like this, people don't like to live like this in cages, being bossed around, having to wear masks. It's so sick. Here's a great one from 781. I'm just going to read this. This is the cult of the masks, 10 commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Fauci in vain. Thou shalt not show thy face in public. Thou shalt not have personal relations with anyone else. Thou shalt obey those in higher positions. Thou shalt not think thine own thoughts, but obey the thoughts and edicts of those in higher position. Thou shalt cover thine own face, even regardless of if thou has been inoculated. Thou shalt indoctrinate oneself nightly through the network news. Thou shalt contain thyself within thy quarters. They're up to number 9. Thou shalt not covet thy leader's freedom to not acquiesce to their own edicts. Number 10, the 10th commandment, the government is now the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no gods before him, her, them. 844, good job, 781. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. So I'm calling from New Jersey. And a few weeks ago, I went up to visit my family in Massachusetts, and it was a nice day out, and my sister and I went out for a run, and I saw these, people were outside walking around, and they had masks on, and when they saw us getting close to them, they were pulling up their masks, and they were giving us looks because we didn't have our masks on. I just couldn't believe in everything. I mean, like, outside in the fresh air, and people are pulling on their masks or just walking around with these masks on.
But isn't it pretty much the same situation in New Jersey?
It is. We're in New Jersey, we have to wear them if we go inside stores and stuff. But I mean, like, if, like, when I go for runs around here, or go outside to walk my dog and stuff, you don't see people wearing masks, like, walking around the outside.
Yeah, it really when I'm on the bike path and I see people do the same thing down here. You know, they see you coming and they have the mask down. Like, but if I ride by him or someone else walks by him who doesn't have a mask, they put the mask up as if somehow they're in mortal peril. You know, if you really think you're that, exactly, that at risk, what are you doing out on a bike path? Why are you taking a walk? You'd be safer hiding under your bed. Hide under your bed until Dr. Fauci tells you it's safe to come out. And you know what? That day is never coming. That day is never coming. That was very clear today from his appearance. Cut 10. Thanks for the call, Mike.
When do Americans get their freedom back?
When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. What I mean, we had 15 days to slow the spread, turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can.
In other words, just we're waist deep in the big muddy, and the little fool says to move on. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark, quickly.
Hey, Howie, yeah. The ex-vice president of Pfizer
his take on this pandemic is scary, and this guy knows what he's talking about. I don't know if you've read it or not, but I hope everybody out there will Google the ex-vice president of Pfizer and get his take on this thing, because we are not being told the truth in any way, shape, or form, Howie.
I think they really enjoy having this kind of power over everybody, and they want to keep it. And, you know, do you think there are going to be more stories on the increasing number of opioid deaths today, or is there going to be another scare story about one of the variants? Pick a variant today that's going to scare it. This variant will kill everybody in the world in 2 minutes, 2 weeks, 2 years, something.